That was the last thing Han wanted. And he was pretty sure Leia, the real Leia, would have told him the same thing, had she been able to. There was no natural way Bardoon could have developed force sensitivity at his age. And even if that impossibility had happened, there was no way Bardoon had learned to handle dark side powers the way he did, not in a few short weeks. Something else was going on here. Something that scared Han even more than death.
"Will I learn to use force lightning?"
Han asked.
"To turn blaster bolts with my palms?"
"Oh, that and more."
Bardoon extended his hand again, and Han felt himself being drawn toward the dark circle.
"Now, come along, Captain."
Han pointed the blaster rifle at Bardoon's chest.
"You go ahead. I'll wait for the Krefs here."
He glanced through the one-way holographic wall toward the hatches on the far side of the security ring.
"All things considered, this looks like a pretty good place to hole up."
Bardoon continued to draw him across the balcony.
"Without the power to destroy the Nargons, this is only a place to die," he said. "You must come with me. It is the only way to win."
"Why do you care whether I die or win?"
Han demanded.
"What do you get out of the deal?"
"You are not the only one the Krefs have wronged," Bardoon said. "I only want what—"
Han squeezed the trigger and held it down, only to see Bardoon's hand shift positions at the last instant and send the bolt screaming back toward him. Han had been expecting that. He was already diving through the holographic wall into the outer security ring, rolling over his shoulder and spraying fire blindly toward Bardoon. He heard the Biot cry out and thump to the floor. The synthetic voice spoke from above.
"Present your authorization code now."
Han found himself flying through the holographic wall again, his chest aching as an infuriated Bardoon held him in the force. He glimpsed Biot Leia on the floor with a smoking hole in her head and her eyes open wide. Then he was hanging upside down in Bardoon's crushing force grasp, his blaster rifle clattering to the floor. Bardoon wrapped an arm around Han's legs, then turned back toward the stone circle. 3 steps to go. Han reached into his waistband, drawing the holdout blaster he had taken from Mir Tegev. He pressed the nozzle into Bardoon's thigh wound. Bardoon took a step. Han squeezed the holdout blaster's trigger, firing an energy bolt into the same hole. Bardoon's knee buckled, and he almost fell, lurching another step toward the circle. Han twisted around, pushing the holdout blaster up between his body and Bardoon's. Bardoon staggered another step forward. Han pulled the trigger again and felt himself falling onto dark, hard stone. Bardoon was stumbling backward, away from Han, onto the balcony. His chin tipped up, revealing the smoky hole where Han's bolt had entered. Han fired again, burning a small hole through Bardoon's breast. Bardoon stumbled back one more step, then tumbled through the holographic wall into the security ring. The synthetic voice said,
"Present your authorization code now."
Han crawled across the stone, then clambered onto the balcony. Bardoon wasn't moving, but Han didn't feel like taking chances. He braced his arm on the floor, taking aim through the one-way holograph at the biometric sensor pad on the far side of the security ring. He opened fire and hit it on the 3rd try.
"Authorization revoked,"
the voice announced. A dozen doors clunked open, and a dozen blaster cannons descended from the ceiling. They turned their emitter nozzles toward Bardoon's prone figure, and he vanished into a storm of smoke and light.